This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Who is Alvin Bragg, the first ever black district attorney and chief prosecutor for the borough of Manhattan, County of New York? Installed by billionaire globalist communist George Soros, who gave him $1 million to get him elected. Since then, New York has suffered an epidemic of crime as never before in modern history, including strangers pushed to their death on the subway tracks for no reason. That's been going on prior to Bragg, but it's been exacerbated by the cancer that is the ethnocentric, racist, and Trump-hating Alvin Bragg. And by the way, he doesn't just hate Trump. He hates the MAGA people, what they call the MAGAs. He hates those people that support Donald Trump, which means he hates people like you and me. Notorious for his lawlessness, Bragg lets countless criminals, including recidivists, go free without bail. And then, what do they do? Well, I know it's going to be a shock to you, folks. They commit more crimes. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening. You are listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We're chronicling the day of Trump's arrest and indictment, etc. Maybe it's, you know, I'm doing the show. Has it happened? The people that are orchestrating this have no idea how big a mistake this is. And it's funny because I saw articles of John Edwards, the North Carolina senator who was caught in an affair and ended up having the baby by the woman while his wife was dying of cancer. And they were effectively equating what happened to him with Trump. Last time I checked, that guy got off. So the question now becomes, well, Kevin, are they trying to just get Trump indicted and whatever, and even if he gets off, he's so tainted, nobody will vote for him? They're creating a martyr. They're canonizing Trump in the eyes of people that probably, I know there were people who've gone lukewarm on Trump. I know there are. I was at a rally for Trump where he used to get, 20,000 people lined up. It was easy to get in. There were maybe 3,000-4,000 people. Rally was here in Arizona. There weren't that many people. They got lukewarm on him. So then maybe he was over, popularized for a bit. But let me tell you, he's rallying now as we speak. I don't know, is it today or whatever? He's planning a rally in Waco. I mean, how fitting is that for the ATF to go in and drag him off the stage and put him in handcuffs, boy? That would be something. One of my friends tweeted me, he says, you know what? Biden could steal the spotlight and pardon Trump right now for all his crimes. True. Except Trump doesn't have anything to be pardoned for. Trump would probably up Joe Biden on that and say, I reject your pardon. How would that be? Wow, now you know why you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, right? Because he's a brilliant dude. I don't know that guy, man, but he's something else. He's something special. Oh, man. Alvin Bragg, 52% of his crimes, felonies, he lowers down to misdemeanors. I'm talking about heinous crimes. He lowers them down to misdemeanors. Or he does not even charge the perp. Why? Because, I don't know, they're black. The LGBTQ, they're a BIPOC, a marginalized member of society that he's deemed marginalized. But hey, when it comes to rich white people, he raises them up to felonies when they're misdemeanors. Or there's no crime at all. Talk about your politically motivated prosecution. Is that what we're calling it? I call it a witch hunt. There's a new character, though. His name is Robert Costello. And, of course, Bragg has his poster child for all things Trump, the guy that should have more dirt on Donald Trump to put him under the jail. This would be Cohen, who ended up going to prison. And this is his chief witness who years ago couldn't get Trump put into prison. But now we're going to rinse and repeat and try it again. and I don't know why, but Bragg's putting his political fate, his political future on the line. And I keep making a prediction that somebody's going to get some sanity in this with the Democrats and go, this doesn't look good. Because you know what? We are going to have to come back to facing the music on the housing crisis and how that occurred. SV Bank, FTX, all these companies failing that have what on it? The fingerprints of Democrats. So we've got all that. Then we've got to deal with the WooFlu fallout and all the origins of it and who funded what. And Dr. Fauci, he's going to be a key person in a lot of this discussion. The House is looking into Hunter Biden. You think they're going to stop? Let me tell you, they could knock all this right out of the media cycle today if they announce, we've connected the big guy. We now know who, quote, Biden is in this document. All that can knock this out of the cycle because it needs to be knocked out of the cycle. Cohen gave Costello a waiver of attorney-client privileges. The guy's name is Robert Costello. Surprise development. Costello functioned as an advisor to Michael Cohen after his home got robbed by the FBI, raided. They raided his home, his hotel room, and his offices in 2018. That's what started this whole thing. But he gave Costello a waiver of attorney-client privilege so Costello could testify before the grand jury in this case that Bragg has conjured up. But there's a twist in the story because this Costello, the attorney, who was Cohen's advisor, is prepared to give testimony to the grand jury that attacks the credibility of Cohen's statements. Mr. Costello contacted a Trump lawyer and revealed that he had information that contradicted Cohen's current statements. So the Trump attorney brought the information to the DA's office. And accordingly, last week Costello's law firm was subpoenaed for records and he was summoned to provide testimony in the grand jury the other day. So let's see how that plays out in this whole saga with Alvin Bragg. I've made a prediction already, folks. I predicted that nothing's going to happen to Trump today. And by happen to Trump, I mean a perp walk. Democrats are waiting for it. But I keep telling folks, God is watching over Donald Trump. Because Trump is dealing in truth. Trump is exposing the swamp. Let me ask you this question, folks, before we get out of this segment. Have you been witness to the swamp? Do you believe that it exists? I think I know the answer. Thank you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats pull out all the stops, folks, when they set their sights on a target. And in this recent bogus and potential indictment or whatever the brag is doing on Trump, Democrats are throwing one of their own under the bus. And I talked about it earlier. I seen this article about John Edwards, the running mate for John Kerry, a guy who was trying to be president for a minute. The guy that Rush Limbaugh called the Brett girl because he primped so much. Good-looking guy, John Edwards. ABC explained at the time that as his wife was dying from cancer, Edwards maintained a mistress. And here's what they wrote. Up until John Edwards officially claimed paternity of his mistress's daughter, his dying wife, Elizabeth, clung to his lies, that he was not the father, and on her deathbed lamented that she would die alone because of his indiscretions, a friend testified today. It was pointed testimony on one of the last days of the prosecution's case, but the day included a surprise as well. Although much of the trial hinges on Edwards' relationship with his lover, Riel Hunter, the prosecution said it would rest its case Thursday without calling Hunter as a witness. And then they go on to talk about how Elizabeth was so distressed at the point of her death, etc., etc. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I bring this up because John Edwards' case really bodes, gives a clear understanding of how the system works. The Democrats want to equate what Edwards did with what Trump has been essentially cleared of doing. And here's what Business Insider reported. As an indictment looms against former President Donald Trump for an alleged hush money payment made to Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about their affair. He didn't even say alleged. Legal experts are speculating what the outcome will be if Trump is charged in relation to the campaign finance violation. The last time a presidential candidate was criminally charged for alleged campaign violations, John Edwards faced up to 30 years in prison and $1.5 million in fines. He was Kerry's VP running mate in 2004. Of course, they lost against Bush and Cheney, who prior to launching his own presidential campaign, they write, in 2008. Now, they say the felony charges of the former North Carolina senator faced in 2011, one count of conspiracy to violate federal campaign finance laws and lie to the FEC, four counts of accepting and receiving illegal campaign contributions, and one count of concealing those illegal donations from the FEC stem from his own 2008 campaign. Each carried a maximum five-year term in prison and a $250,000 fine. And then they talk about Mr. Edwards is alleged to have accepted more than $900,000 in an effort to conceal from the public facts that he believed would harm his candidacy. A year-long investigation and trial revealed that he was accused of conspiring with his campaign staff to cover up that he had fathered a daughter with his mistress in 2007 while his wife was battling cancer. So essentially, Edwards accepted a lot of money from people to conceal his story. Trump didn't do that. He conspired with staffers in the cover-up. Trump didn't do that. Edwards fathered a daughter with his mistress. Trump didn't do that. His wife had cancer. Melania doesn't have cancer. Edwards didn't sue his mistress and get $300,000 in recovering his expenses for her lying about him. Eventually, Edwards admitted to the affair. Then he admitted to fathering the girl. Then he admitted to financially supporting the both of them. None of that happened with Trump. Now, the DOJ argued that Edwards orchestrated a series of illegal donations. No, that's not where my mind is, folks. They claimed that the payments were hush money to his mistress. And I think they were more support than anything. I don't think he was trying to shut her up. I don't think she wanted to say anything about it either. But they claim he conspired with his staff to cover it up, and his donations were made out to things like chairs, antique table, bookcase. None of that's happened with Trump. Clearly, folks, Edwards was trying to hide the money, as opposed to Trump, who called Daniels' extortion what it was, a legal expense. He settled a court case, a potential court case. I just want to be very clear about this. As for Edwards, even with all that he did, legal experts regarded his case as shaky. They opined that the charges were not based on a specific federal statute, but an advisory opinion written by the FEC. And that opinion argued that gifts made to political candidates should be considered campaign contributions. Now, I'm not going to get into the intricacies of the case because it doesn't really matter to me. What I'm telling you is this. They want to equate Edwards to Trump. It's very different. Look, I don't know much about Melania, but I think Melania... If I were married to Melania, I certainly wouldn't be looking at Stormy Daniels, okay? But I think if there were a stink about this, Melania might have said something. There'd be some stink, a stench beyond Washington. Let's put it that way. There'd be scuttlebutt, rumors. Harvey Weinstein's a good example. You know what they said after they got her? Well, it was the most non-secret secret in Hollywood. What Weinstein was about. There's no buzzards circling around Trump with Stormy Daniels. Not until the man ran for office was anything mentioned about this. And suddenly it's all over the place. See, that makes me skeptical. So, Edwards was a slime ball. No question. But with this egregious case against him, after 9 days of deliberation, a jury acquitted him of one charge of accepting an illegal donation. And on the other 5 counts, they deadlocked. Now, you might say, well, Kevin, they're doing this in New York because they know people hate Donald Trump in New York, yada, yada, yada. I don't think that's the case. I think if they tried to prosecute Trump on this, they'd lose big time. He might even just get acquitted. He'd get acquitted of something he didn't even do. I don't think it's going to go that far. I just don't. Trump v. Daniels. Daniels is the slime. She's pulled this extortion stunt against other people, like the Republican Senate candidate whose campaign she killed. I just don't believe that people believe her. She's not a believable target or a believable plaintiff. Trump's the target. So she can cry and, you know, I'm not paying his money. But look, I don't need much more than common sense here. And neither do you. We understand where things sit with this. And Stormy Daniels, she picked the fight with the wrong person. She picked the fight with a guy who says, I won't be a target. She picked the guy with a fight who says, I will fight back. And Bragg is going to find this out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. 0.25% is the hike in its key interest rate. The Federal Reserve has just announced the move puts the federal funds rate at 5%, the highest it's been since 2007. Two staffers are hospitalized and police around Denver are looking for a high school student who they say shot those people. Officials say the suspect's a minor. He was part of a daily pat-down program at his high school because of past behavior. No indictment today. The grand jury investigating former President Trump in New York is not in session. Jury members have been told to stand by for a possible meeting tomorrow. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he wants the State Department to label Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, in a hearing today, responded that designation is not the most effective way to hold Russia accountable and could have unintended consequences. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I told you so. All this talk of speculation about Trump being arrested. The right appears to have softened its stance towards the former president, with 52% of likely voters holding a favorable view. In a recent Rasmussen poll, 44% disapprove. Biden, meanwhile, is the reverse, 46% approving of him, compared to 53% who don't. He fared worse in a 360 survey, Ledger 360, earning 44% support, 54% disapproval. Trump appears well positioned to secure the Republican Party nomination in 2024. 79% support among Republican voters in a recent Emerson survey, comparing declared candidates for the GOP, which is Nikki Haley, 16%, and tech mogul Vivek Ramaswamy got 6%. State by state, he stands far ahead of his primary competition in Arizona. According to Rasmussen, only one exception is Florida, where an Emerson survey puts him 3% ahead of DeSantis, who hasn't declared. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. When you think about these numbers, it's a lock. I mean, DeSantis in his own state, when you say, okay, pick our governor, Trump wins in Florida. Across the country, average of 79%. Now, that's with DeSantis not declaring. And those numbers could skew, but I think what it'll do is it'll steal from Nikki Haley and Vivek Ramaswamy more than it will from Trump. I think he's solidly going to be in the 60%. And I will say this, in this recent presser, DeSantis takes a swipe at Trump a little bit, but he also, he does it the right way, because he says, look, this guy Alvin Bragg, he's doing the wrong things, he's going after the wrong stuff, but DeSantis does a backhanded snap against Trump. Look, I don't have anything to do with you hiring prostitutes and, you know, porn stars, you know, and he kind of alludes that Trump did that. But I'm going to tell you, not going to work. People tried to, Trump, he's been divorced. Trump, he's filed bankruptcy. And Trump's like, whatever, whatever. And I'm going to tell you, the people trying to make hay with this whole Stormy Daniels thing, that will backfire. And it will backfire on DeSantis if he continues that. If DeSantis wants to run on his record, I think he'll do fine. Now, Trump's going to say to people, DeSantis inherited the state from Rick Scott. It was already running good. Rick Scott got it from George Bush, from Jeb Bush, and it was okay. Florida's going to be okay. Now, DeSantis will tout some other stuff, and he can. He should. But I'm just telling you, it isn't the shoe-in that everybody wants you to appear to be. And here's what they're doing that's screwing it up for the establishment. What we call, this whole show has been dedicated to the permanent establishment. It's not going to do them any good. Because they keep going after Trump on stupid stuff. I talked about this. In 1972, Nixon got impeached. He resigned the presidency. He was replaced by Gerald Ford, an unelected president. So Tucker Carlson talks about this because it's part of this whole thing that's been brewing. Why did they target Nixon? Let's hear Tucker Carlson explain it. And he's explaining it on why they're now going after Biden, but he doesn't have any sympathy for Biden because Biden's being gone after for all the right reasons. But here's the clip.
Joe Biden alone is responsible for this crime. He alone took home classified documents. He didn't have help in doing that. But allowing the country to be invaded, that's not something you can do by yourself. So if Biden were to be taken down for opening the southern border, a lot of other people would go with him. He had a lot of accomplices. Permanent Washington doesn't want that. And ultimately, and here's the point, permanent Washington is in charge. It's not the democracy you imagine. We're seeing that now. So if you want to understand, if you really want to understand how the American government actually works at the highest levels, and if you want to know why they don't teach history anymore, one thing you should know is that the most popular president in American history was Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon. Yet somehow, without a single vote being cast by a single American voter, Richard Nixon was kicked out of office and replaced by the only unelected president in American history. So we went from the most popular president to a president nobody voted for. Wait a minute, you may ask. Why didn't I know that? Wasn't Richard Nixon a criminal? Wasn't he despised by all decent people? No, he wasn't. In fact, if any president could claim to be the people's choice, it was Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon was reelected in 1972 by the largest margin of the popular vote ever recorded before or since. Nixon got 17 million more votes than his opponent. Less than 2 years later, he was gone. He was forced to resign. And in his place, an obedient servant of the federal agencies called Gerald Ford took over the White House. How did that happen? Well, it's a long story, but here are the highlights, and they tell you a lot. Richard Nixon believed that elements in the federal bureaucracy were working to undermine the American system of government and had been doing that for a long time. He often said that. He was absolutely right. On June 23, 1972, Nixon met with the then CIA director Richard Helms at the White House. During the conversation, which thankfully was tape recorded, Nixon suggested he knew, quote, who shot John, meaning President John F. Kennedy. Nixon further implied that the CIA was directly involved in Kennedy's assassination, which we now know it was. Helms's telling response? Total silence. But for Nixon, it didn't matter because it was already over. 4 days before, on June 19th, the Washington Post had published the first of many stories about a break-in at the Watergate office building. Unbeknownst to Nixon and unreported by the Washington Post, four of the five burglars worked for the CIA.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. Are you seeing how this all sets up? I mean, what's been your impression of Nixon? I know this. I grew up with Nixon as a pariah. The dude who got impeached. I remember Nixon going to the top of the plane and waving and me thinking, wow, what a scummy dude, blah, blah, blah. Nixon, in comparison to anything that's going on now, he's a saint. And as I told you, look at his record, first 2 years, what this guy was going to do. Now, Tucker Carlson says, I know who shot John Kennedy. Now, can you imagine, you know this, you've got this information, and the people who are paid to take you out in any way they choose, decide to take you out. And that last little bit that Tucker said, the four of the five people who broke into the Watergate offices were CIA people. Then transpose that to Donald Trump. Transpose it to what we've already heard out of the mouths of Washington bureaucrats who have been there long enough to be in the know.
This is the latest statement, latest tweet, as you were just saying, the president-elect's latest unsolicited pronouncement on the intelligence community. This was his tweet just a little while ago tonight. You see the scare quotes there. The intelligence briefing on so-called Russian hacking was delayed until Friday. Perhaps more time needed to build a case. Very strange. We're actually told, intelligence sources tell NBC News since this tweet has been posted, that actually this intelligence briefing for the president-elect was always planned for Friday. It hasn't been been delayed. But he's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. this taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
And here's a little reminder of what Pelosi had to say about how they took this whole Watergate thing and they wrapped it around Nixon's neck like an albatross.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic.
So there you have it, folks. The explanation of how it works. And when we come back in the next segment, I'm going to play the rest of what Tucker talks about Bob Woodward. Because I didn't know who Bob Woodward was. I always thought the dude was a journalist. Well, it turns out he's not. It turns out that he's part of the system. And the reason why it's important to know this bit of history, and I appreciate this, I will give Tucker lots of credit and his producers and the people that are in the know for knowing the history of all this and putting it in the context in such a way that we can easily take this little chunk of history and apply it right to the most popular president in the history of America, who happens to be Donald Trump. Donald Trump got 75 million votes, and he beat that clown that we have in the White House by probably 20 million votes if we had a legitimate election. But understand this. Richard Nixon, who has the official record as the most popular president in America, beating anybody, his competitor, by 17 million votes, was taken out by the clandestine agencies and a complicit media.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
On June 23, 1972, Nixon met with the then CIA Director Richard Helms at the White House. During the conversation, which thankfully was tape recorded, Nixon suggested he knew, quote, who shot John, meaning President John F. Kennedy. Nixon further implied that the CIA was directly involved in Kennedy's assassination, which we now know it was. Helms' telling response? Total silence. But for Nixon, it didn't matter because it was already over. 4 days before, on June 19th, the Washington Post had published the first of many stories about a break-in at the Watergate office building. Unbeknownst to Nixon and unreported by the Washington Post, four of the five burglars worked for the CIA. The first of many dishonest Watergate stories was written by a 29-year-old Metro reporter called Bob Woodward. Who exactly was Bob Woodward? Well, he wasn't a journalist. Bob Woodward had no background whatsoever in the news business. Instead, Bob Woodward came directly from the classified areas of the federal government. Shortly before Watergate, Woodward was a naval officer at the Pentagon. He had a top secret clearance. He worked regularly with the intel agencies. At times, Woodward was even detailed to the Nixon White House, where he interacted with Richard Nixon's top aides. Soon after leaving the Navy, for reasons that have never been clear, Woodward was hired by the most powerful news outlet in Washington and assigned the biggest story in the country. And just to make it crystal clear what was actually happening, Woodward's main source for his Watergate series was the deputy director of the FBI, Mark Felt. And Mark Felt ran, and we're not making this up, the FBI's COINTELPRO program, which was designed to secretly discredit political actors the federal agencies wanted to destroy, people like Richard Nixon. And at the same time, those same agencies were also working to take down Nixon's elected vice president, Spiro Agnew. In the fall of 1973, Agnew was indicted for tax evasion and forced to resign. His replacement was a colorless congressman from Grand Rapids called Gerald Ford. What was Ford's qualification for the job? Well, he had served on the Warren Commission, which absolved the CIA of responsibility for President Kennedy's murder. Nixon was strong-armed into accepting Gerald Ford by Democrats in Congress. Quote, "We gave Nixon no choice but Ford," Speaker of the House Carl Albert later boasted. 8 months later, Gerald Ford of the Warren Commission was the President of the United States.
There you have it, folks. Tucker Carlson's team did a great job of explaining that. And my suspicion is you probably didn't know that. You probably didn't know that about Nixon. I tell people Richard Nixon was probably one of the best presidents for black folks that you can imagine. He would be considered progressive. And I say it in a positive way. He looked at affirmative action and said, you know what? Right now, coming on the heels of the Great Society, FDR's plan to keep them, you know, them N-words voting a Democrat for the next 200 years. He was trying to ruin us, make us wards of the government. And Nixon said, nope, I'm going to give them a leg up. We're going to start affirmative action. Affirmative action, the way it started, I completely agree with it. We were locked out of federal contracts. We had so much against us as black folks that we needed it. But it ran its course. And now we no longer need it. But if we're going to talk about it, let's talk about it honestly. Let's tell you who started it. So that and a host of other things that Nixon did made it clear this guy got it. He was defining Republicans the way we are. And again, you get this little history lesson. You learn that that was the most popularly elected president in the history of this country, past and present. And that's if, you know, we have to put an asterisk by Donald Trump in 2020. But that being the case, 2 years later, on what amounts to little more than a technicality, he's gone. What happened between that time and the 2 years? Was it his stance on progressive policies towards blacks? I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. You have to look at it, listen to a historian. But I'll tell you this. The more I learn about Nixon, the more I go, that dude was a good president. But he got tainted with Watergate, and it was done through an orchestrated way using the CIA and all of its operatives. They make these people seem innocent. Bob Woodward was not innocent. He was not a journalist. He was made into a journalist, and he was fed information by the FBI, who were hell-bent on taking Richard Nixon down. The same way Jim Comey was hell-bent on taking down Donald Trump. Ask yourself, did those CIA operatives who broke into the office, the Democratic office, did they get any penalty? Who's been penalized? Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, McCabe, Comey? Who? Who's been penalized? The only name you can give me, and you'd have to be thinking pretty hard, is Kevin Kleinsmith. Go look at what he got as a penalized for lying to the FISA court. Highest court in the land, higher than the Supreme Court in many ways. Go look at what he got. Nixon believed there was a shadow government in charge. So did Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, there's a swamp in D.C. I'm going to stop it. And you know what they did? They stopped him. Took him a little longer. They didn't do it in 2 years. Trump hung in there like a
hair on a biscuit. But let me tell you, they got him in four. They took him out. They orchestrated lies, and they're still orchestrating lies. Oh, you election deniers, January 6th is real. We're going to be prosecuting even more people. If you heard me, my take on that, I said, prove it. You know what's already happening? The people that were being prosecuted are now, their attorneys are going, look at this data and tell me my client is guilty. They're taking this to new courts. And you know what's going to happen to every one of them? They're going to get freed. And you're going to not hear anything about these prosecutions. The same way I told you these suckers would back away from COVID. Now all they're doing, it is still bad. But I mean, listen, now it's your choice. And, hey, look over there. Donald Trump, he might have given money to a prostitute. Let's take him down. I said on the day they were going to take him down, I don't think they can. I don't think they will. Did they? Nothing they're going to do to Trump is going to get rid of him. Because, let me say this. This isn't even overdoing it and making this statement. We may, for the first time in our lives, if you're 70 years or younger, maybe even 80 years or younger, we are the first time in our lives really looking at the possibility of taking over our government. First time. Think about that. We've been duped. We've been told that these people care about us. They represent us. We have a government that is run by shadowy figures. We don't know who they are. And we got to be asking ourselves at this point, who's really running things? Trump ran the presidency. This may be the first time, and again, if you're under 80 years old, that you had a president, including Reagan, who wasn't being told what to do and jerked around. Now, I'll give it to you. No president does this. You know, he's not a turtle on a fence post. Or I should say, he's not a man on an island. Because if he's a turtle on a fence post, somebody put him there. But so he was getting some instruction. But I'm saying, in terms of being his own man, setting his own policies, and kind of ignoring the whispers in his ears, this is the first time that we've had this. And the powers that be can't handle it. They can't handle a rogue that they can't control. That's why Biden's in office. He's easily controllable. Kamala Harris, loose cannon, doesn't know how to behave, needs to go to finishing school. That's why you're never going to hear anything about her as a potential presidential candidate. And when Biden's done, she's done. And the only thing she can hope for at this stage, she's like Mike Pence. The only thing she can hope for is that something happens to Biden that may elevate her to president, even for a day, so she can make that history. But that's it. The road ends here for Kamala Harris. She doesn't have the juice. And she doesn't have it in her. They can't teach it to her. So now they got to look for another stooge. I don't know who that's going to be, but I do know this. I think the next president of the nation will be the former president of the nation. We'll see.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.